Good morning and welcome to a Monday on The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Koslovich. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Beth Ann. As things get more crowded, we have to think more and more about what we do with our trash, right?
Right, and taking more personal responsibility, which seems to be in part behind our first conversation. Now, we all make trash, you know that, but how we dispose of it varies greatly, especially when it comes to bulky items, a measure up again for consideration by the Public Health, Safety, and Welfare Committee of the Honolulu City and County Council wants to fix that by making curbside dumping illegal. Leeward West Oahu Council Member Kimberly Pine co-introduced the bill up for another hearing by the committee tomorrow. She's on the phone right now. Good morning.
Aloha, good morning.
There are people who will say, do we really need this kind of a bill? What do you answer them?
Unfortunately, we do. Of course, it is illegal. It will be legal to drop your bulky item trash on the regularly scheduled days for your community. But what we have done here is increase the fines for when you illegally dump bulky items in front of your house on days that you're not supposed to do. And it's so sad that we have to introduce something like this. Something has happened to our culture where instead of being so appreciative of living in such a beautiful place, we now have people that are literally just creating dump sites in front of people's homes or even their own homes where, despite having this great service where we come to your house and pick up your bulky items, people are putting it at all times of the month, and it's really causing not only a safety hazard, but really it just makes our community look so horrible.
You touch on an issue that many have skirted around for a while, that we really don't have a sense of pride of ownership and understanding that if you put things out in front of your house, it's going to ruin it potentially for everybody else in the neighborhood too. Where do you think we went wrong?
I don't really know, and we are discussing this in the council. Jeremy Harris, of course, introduced this wonderful service that many cities across the country don't have. And unfortunately, the culture has changed, and we're trying to talk to people in our community, and we're finding that some people still don't understand that you're not supposed to put your bulky items any time of the month. It has to be only certain times. But we're also finding people who know that it's illegal to do what they're doing, and we are finding situations where people are dropping off multiple refrigerators in front of other people's homes in the middle of the night, and they're doing it in the middle of the night because they know it's illegal. And the only way to really stop this is for the community to get more involved in turning these people in.
That sounds like now we're going to be watching each other a little bit more furtively.
Unfortunately, until we can get a better handle on this situation, it seems like we all can't just turn the other way. We have so many people complaining, but this is the real solution is, of course, to increase the fines if you are caught, but also encourage the community to fight for themselves and to fight for their community from being turned into a dump site.
Do you think that hiking up the fee to $2,500 or up to $2,500 is going to be enough to deter people when they think that they can possibly skirt the issue as they've been doing all this time?
I think so. We introduced increased fines for general illegal dumping on ag land where it could be up to $5,000 to $10,000 depending on the situation. And we've noticed a dramatic decrease, especially in the Waianae area. We're still having some problems, but we've noticed a dramatic decrease and the illegal dumping, and so that's why we kind of thought, okay, for this particular situation, we tried everything. The city sent out notices to all the residents of the area of the days that they're supposed to put out the bulky items. We've been talking to people. We did press releases, and it still didn't work. So this is our last thing to try, and we're hoping the community will get more involved in catching the perpetrators.
We've talked a lot about bulky rubbish, but the ordinance is meant to cover more than that, looking at the way it's written. So what do you do about people who are just simply, you know, putting out, you know, trash or may dump a whole bunch of diapers and not want to carry them in their car? Or, I mean, people have done things like that, and we've seen it happen. Does this cover that kind of thing, too?
Well, it most certainly does, because those things are supposed to be put in your trash can. And we, of course, offer that service as well. through the city to pick up your trash. And we've been noticing, sadly, more and more, especially in the Makakilo area, where people are just putting out their trash bags to be picked up by bulky items instead of putting it in their trash can. And we don't quite understand that.
There seems to be then a disconnect between what people are supposed to be doing and what they are doing. I know you mean this new bill, if it goes through, to address that. But aren't we really talking a re-education campaign?
I think so. And part of my goal when I do introduce legislation like this, and I never know whether it's going to pass or not, the main goal that I always have is to start a conversation again, to start asking ourselves tough questions about what happened to us. How did we get this way where we're just allowing people to put trash in ourselves in front of our homes at all times of the month? And I hope that through introducing this bill, we can have those conversations and hopefully maybe bring awareness to what the law currently is and the dates that you're supposed to put out your trash or bulky items, and really make us think twice about doing these illegal activities.
You're also asking people to think about being potentially confrontational if somebody is dropping something off in front of their home, or if someone just happens to say to them, hey, you're not supposed to be doing that, and I don't like it.
Well, if someone feels comfortable to do that, of course, we never want to encourage that type of confrontation, but they can also call our city refuse division at 768-3200 to report that, or if they actually see it happening in the process, they can also call 911 and the police will respond.
What about just, you know, whipping out your phone and taking a picture?
You can do that as well, and I would be brave enough to do that and want to turn those people in, but we, again, don't want people to do anything that they feel uncomfortable about doing, but we certainly do encourage them to do so if they do have a cell phone. I think more than anything, catching these persons that are doing this type of behavior will either be educational for those persons, or if they're repeat offenders, we're finally going to stop that person from doing what they're doing.
Well, we're going to wait and see what happens tomorrow, but thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Aloha, and thank you so much for having us.
Kimberly Pine represents District 1 in Leeward, West Oahu. She chairs the Parks Committee and sits on the Committee on Public Health, Safety, and Welfare, where she co-introduced a measure to make curbside dumping illegal. That bill will be heard again tomorrow.
Trash won't pick it up. Take them lights away. Trash won't pick it up. Don't take your life away. Trash won't pick it up. Don't try to take my knife away. And please don't you ask me if I love you. If you don't know what I'm doing, what you know is trash.